violence and solved cold cases with these politically incorrect assholes. The Fort Show is unlike any true crime podcast you've ever heard in your life. It's men talking about men stuff with murders.
With murder.
Wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube and Rumble at Radio Ford.
Hey, Kevin, what offends you?
Honestly, nothing. I'm a pretty open-minded person, so bring it on. I'll play devil's advocate.
Nice, nice. And this is Offended, presented by the Anything But Crumble Network and Cobb's Clothing. All right, we're back on Offended.
I know why, but I don't get why.
Stoutsy, you're back. How does it feel to be back on Offended?
Terrible.
Cool. All right, well, he's done. Kevin, first time on Offended.
First time, long time.
This is Kevin. Kevin is loved by my girlfriend. I think she loves you more than me.
Hey, motherfuckers.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's six.
She seven, does not like me at all.
No, hate, despises you, hates you. I mean,
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm much taller.
Yeah. I'm pretty open-minded to it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being unoffended? Like, are you happy? Is it a long time coming? Like, how do you feel?
I think that I have a lot of things to bring to the table here that it'll be okay. Yeah, I'm excited to get the invitation.
Yeah,
I mean, we made it to the fucking show.
Well, I'm off drugs now, so that's why.
Should be. Yeah. After
sober thoughts, like, okay, clear-headed thinking.
I'm way more calm now.
After Kevin's so funny. After we need him on.
After. Todd fucking shed tears on Sunday to me about doing the podcast with him.
You see his haircut?
It looks
like he's in therapy.
Please, dude. Please. Please come back.
I miss you.
I was told by my therapist that I need to harass you until you came on the podcast.
That's so tired, therapist. So the guy used to do the podcast with, he's in therapy. He has a lot going on. Yeah, you should harass the fuck out of him.
Your AI Snapchat is like, you need to be mean to him.
Dude, we did have a sad boy moment on Sunday, though.
We had a sad boy moment for a second, and we snapped out of it.
Sad boys outside.
We had a moment.
The older you get, it actually feels good just to realize that people are
sad too.
Sad, but on your side, like a little bit
grounded.
Like,
you know, not everyone's.
Yeah, I realized 98% of my friends. We should all probably do some type of therapy.
Absolutely.
100%. I get it. I'm tall.
There's one that definitely should.
Super handsome, chiseled. My life looks like it's going on really well.
Doc, I'm having a problem being
upset, you know?
Doc, I'm having a real problem being just great.
Fucking man. Do you ever have that?
I can't stop being the man, dude.
Do you have that dog in you?
Yeah. I just get high fives everywhere I go. Can you prescribe me something?
Doc, you might not get it. Doc, you might not get it.
That's so sick. You are so ill, Kevin.
Doc, you don't get it. I'm chiseled. My dick's huge. Why am I sad?
It's a curse.
It's a curse. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. You wouldn't get it, but...
Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get it. Why would we switch sides?
Dr. Finkelstein, you wouldn't understand.
How's it feel to be back on the pod? When was the last time you were on? Like a year ago? That's too Stoutsy, by the way. I forgot we're doing.
I'm
aware.
Me, you, and...
It's Katie, right?
I think Katie was on it. Man, what were we talking? It might have been like last hockey playoffs or something. No, that was like a year ago. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was a while ago.
A while.
I don't remember.
Shout out, Katie.
No.
Shut the fuck
she's
up,
the
Kevin.
Fucking coolest
shut the fuck up, dude.
No, she's not.
I just need like an actual friend to gas me up.
That Bridgeton piece of shit, dude.
I was literally. So, who's your buddy that you were with at Stan's last week?
My buddy Matt.
So.
Cassette?
Mm-hmm.
So. Like, me and Kevin are in the smoking room of, like, Stan's, and Matt's, like, talking to Katie out in, like, the pool area of Stan's, right? And Matt's like, Kevin's so cool. I love Kevin so much. He's, like, the coolest person in the world. And Katie's like, yeah, I really like Kevin. He's really cool, too. And then they, like, had, like, a moment where they paused, and he's like, and then he's like, but I don't know who the fuck that other guy is. Like, fuck that guy. And Katie's like, yeah, he fucking sucks.
Talk about you?
Yeah, talk about me.
She just had to get it out of her system. Fuck, I know.
Matt's like, that other guy, though. That's funny.
That guy blows.
Yeah, he does.
So I'm going to pull Cody Rhodes. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, dude.
How about this weather lately? Who's been controlling it?
Who do you think's been controlling it, Kevin?
I don't know. Meteorologists, maybe.
You think so?
Yeah.
What kind of
meteorologists? I think that's why they're always wrong.
I don't know. Probably small, beady-eyed meteorologists.
Yeah. Can you describe them a little more?
Yeah. They're keep going. Grabbing gold.
Gold? Okay.
And
I would love a job where I could just be wrong all the time.
All the time.
Dude. Some like the banks. Do they deal with banks a lot?
They could. That actually, is this going deeper?
This might be.
Yeah. Yeah, being wrong all the time at a job sounds legit. And doing it on TV. No one's calling you out.
Right.
I could do that. I could do that all fucking day.
Except it sucks if you're married. You're just wrong at work and then just wrong at home every day. That fucking sucks.
Like, listen, I go to work. I deal with this all fucking day. I don't need this year, too.
Dude, our weather women are stepping it up, though.
It seems like it's going to be wet outside and wet at home. Wrong both times.
Yeah, exactly. I hate my wife. The other day, I was like, what the fuck is with all these old people? I was like, I was watching these people 20 years ago, and I know they were old then.
Oh, still on the news?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like Mike Bush?
Yes, exactly like Mike Bush. Shout out to Mike Bush.
Art Holiday?
Yeah, actually, Frank Cusimano, I'm looking at you.
Anybody?
He basically called out two Italian dudes in the NCAA champion in the fucking March Madness right now. He's like, oh, big day for Italians. We got two on the highlight reel. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Frank Cusimano, he has one of the funniest like things I've ever heard somebody say on the news. It was like the 2006 World Cup. France is like playing. He's like, he's talking about Thierry Henry, and he goes, Thierry Henry scored a goal for France today.
So awesome. Didn't even try to make it French.
Not at all.
We see this dude. We saw Frank Cusimano walking into Silver Dollar City one time. My dad, it was a big year, so we got to go on vacation. So we go to Silver Dollar City. My dad goes, hey, Frank, what's up? He goes, hey, how's it going? And I was like, you know that guy? He's like, no, it's Frank Cusimano. It's on TV.
Your dad is a casual hello. So rad, dude. Your dad's like, hey, Frank. He's like, what's up, man?
What's up, dog?
That guy Frankie. Annoys me. That guy annoys me. I don't know why.
No, yeah,
I don't
like him
either. But he's just does.
They say for Italians on our highlight reel today. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Nobody cares, dude.
Yeah, the Thierry Henry thing has stuck with me for a long time. Obviously, that was 2006.
Such a, yeah. Right. Going on 20 years.
Dude, old, I don't know if he's still does. Glenn Zimmerman, like the Fox 2 news guy, weather guy.
The guy that I get the
he was,
Let's Go Blues.
His,
that guy?
Maybe. I don't know.
At the Blues games? Where he does like the weather forecast?
Yeah, that's probably him. Yeah, his kids went to my grade school. I didn't know that for the longest time. My dad'd be like, there's the weather man. And I was like, what the fuck's he talking
about?
Dude? Yeah, and I was like, oh shit, that
That'd
guy's
be a
on TV.
Nickname to have, actually. From like, yeah. Road, I'd be like, that's the weatherman.
It's the weatherman, dude. I remember as a kid in my grade school. And he like always like from like first grade on, I just remember every year, like everybody's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he's like a meteorologist. And I was like, what the fuck is that, dude? Like, I didn't know what the fuck a meteorologist
was. You talking about spaceships, dude?
Yeah, I was like,
what, you think you're Han Solo?
This is why you get picked last in kickball, dude, because of these stupid fucking answers. You want to be a weatherman or you want to hit home runs, dude?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know weather boy?
Yeah.
Outer space rocks, really? You want to study meteors?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Are you stupid?
That comet's Halley.
Yeah,
you're wrong. Boom.
He's doing good, though.
Oh, he's so, yes.
He's
so
probably good. Doing great.
Is that the guy that's on Channel 4 now?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
It's his fluffer.
He's on Channel 11. Nobody watches that news channel.
That guy's doing good. He's fluffing this fucking 70-year-old man.
You think he'd be good at fluffing?
Dude.
You think he could fluff someone else?
I had this conversation with a buddy of ours. I looked at him and I said, you would give teethy head, I would give great head. I think I'd be a great fluffer.
That's so funny. You tell your friends they suck at blowjobs.
Like, yeah, dude, if you were a girl, A, you'd be ugly.
Dude, yeah. A, ooh, B,
I'd be a fucking
bad head.
I'd be like Peppers hot. I'd be kind of like slutty hot, but give great fucking dough.
Peppers hot? Oh, like the bar
like
Peppers?
The bar. Yeah.
Oh. But really you give
hot
great,
for peppers.
But you'd give good. To
be hot for peppers, so a solid 5.
Yeah.
5.5.
Hmm.
I like to think my.
Shout out to anybody working at Peppers that's listening to this. JK, I was joking.
I haven't been there
in 10 years. When you guys were fives,
you're a Peppers 5, 6.
Dude, I'm not saying that. No, fuck no. I'm saying that I'd probably be a Peppers, probably cream. I'd probably be prom queen up there. If I were a
dude,
chick,
trashy bar prom night would be so fucking funny, dude.
Slinging dome out in the fucking. there.
What would be the music playing at Peppers for prom night at Peppers?
Probably ABBA.
ABBA?
Ooh. ABBA?
See, I disagree.
Mamma Mia.
Vitamin C graduation.
Dancing Queen.
Be a good one. Wait, while he's giving head or just during the whole prom?
Oh, while he's giving head? No, while he's giving head, it's definitely Limp Bizkit.
It's Raining Men.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Just one of those. It's just one of those. Oh, yeah. Put my head on backwards.
Everybody sucks.
Detroit, what's up?
Like, what, dude?
Peppers, what's up?
I'm a fucking Hoosier, yeah. About to
P-E-P-P. Peppers is right here.
About to fucking suck this dick in the bathroom.
Which, no lie, Limp Bizkit right now is fucking awesome. Yes. Their revival is fucking sick, and I want to go to their concert so bad.
At Lollapalooza? We started like coming out, I guess, like back on the internet. They're like, look at Fred Durst. Yeah. He's like 52, and we're silk button-ups. Like, okay.
Right? Really? Yeah, he says a full. Did you guys see their performance at Lollapalooza like 2 weeks ago?
No.
Like 200,000 people are there. Like, I mean, just jumping up and down the like fucking Take a Look Around, that song from Mission Impossible 2.
Okay.
It's fucking awesome. I wish I was there.
Did you watch that thing on the Woodstock, like 99 or whatever he's at?
Where they just blamed him when it wasn't like him at all?
Yeah, it was just like 500,000 people just.
Well, yeah, on way harder drugs than fucking Woodstock and
tarmac. They were on an old fucking airplane tarmac. It's like, this is all blacktop.
Yeah.
And they're selling waters for $5 back in like 99.
Holy
which is
shit.
Like $30.
Now. Right.
So the funniest part about that is that there's two documentaries about that Woodstock. The HBO one lied about it. The HBO one was saying riots. Yeah, they were saying all the riots happened after Limp Bizkit. That's not true. All the riots happened at Red Hot Chili Peppers when they were singing, when they were covering Jimi Hendrix, Burn. Or Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire.
Okay.
That's when all the riots happened. HBO acted like all that footage was from Limp Bizkit. It's actually from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's like day three also, just like roasting in the sun, not having anywhere to sleep. People were like bathing in the, like the barrels of water to wash your hands in and shit.
I guess it probably was easier just to blame Limp Bizkit, though.
I would. 100%.
Yeah. Let's blame it on this
guy. You're going to blame Danny California?
Right, yeah.
You're going to blame Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
When you bring up this way, Red Hot Chili Peppers definitely should have gotten blamed. Peppers. We're back on Peppers.
Yeah. Comes full circle.
Yeah. That guy's still alive?
Who? Anthony Kiedis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiedis?
Yeah, the lead singer?
It's Anthony Kiedis.
Kiedis? Cletus?
I don't think it's Cletus.
Is it Cletus?
I don't think so.
No, it's Cletus.
Cletus?
Anthony
Cletus.
Cletus is so shit kicker.
No,
it is, dude.
You're definitely, you're definitely right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Fred Burst.
Fred Worst. Fred Bratwurst. Some fat.
Kid Cock.
That dumb bitch, dude. I knew I should have fought. Should have fought at that bar.
What's your first move in a fight?
My first move?
Yeah. I think I would, like, wave my left
hand. You're going old school, dude.
Above my head, make it look like.
I think I just try to. I think I just start stretching, like, doing, like, high leg things. Really? So then they think I can kick.
You like, break out the, like, the kung fu, the.
No, just like a bunch of, like, up and down. So then they think, like, a kick's coming, but it's not.
Would you, like, stand up and do, like, the, hi, 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 like, make those noises?
Yeah. Like, I'll do, like, those soccer things where, like, they hop and they, like, bring their leg around, you know. I'll do a few of those.
That's why I wish we had a camera around.
And then probably lose.
Yeah,
I'm not strong. Like 95% of people.
Well, that's why we're friends with Corey. So
yeah, I don't know if Corey would have won that night. He couldn't. He was okay. He did, dude, when he got rejected, dude, it was the funniest.
Okay, let's dive into that. Why it's so funny.
It's fun to see your friends fail, dude.
I get it. Listen, I understand.
So fun to see your friends fail. It's great. He failed twice that night. He was like, oh, dude, I'm going to. He's like, listen, dude, if you don't try to take Jane home, I'm going to take Jane home. And I was like, good luck, dude. I don't think that's happening for you.
Change her into the girl from Fast and the Furious. She's like, F you.
Yeah.
Sup, cuz.
Yeah, dude. Except forget about it, cuz. That's what Corey said.
Except forget about it, cuz.
Ever seen Too Fast, Too Furious?
Okay, so Lily's niece is she turned 2 yesterday. We have her birthday party tomorrow. And I told Lily, I was like, the first birthday party was like one groovy girl. So they had like a hippie theme. I was like, is it gonna be too fast, too furious?
That'd be so tight.
That'd be so fucking sick. It's just like, no, absolutely not. You
see, when you were doing
you
like
you just show up dressed as Paul Walker.
Yeah, it's, like, it's farm themed. It was like, okay, whatever. They missed out.
Okay.
So speaking of farms, so with the whole union thing going on at my work right now, we finally got like the okay to open these ballots and everything because we're not agricultural workers, right?
Oh,
so yeah. not.
That's why we have daylight savings time.
Right. So, hey, you know, history being made here. Other states are actually watching our case to see, like, what's going on. Like, we actually made history, blah, blah. They have the idea that they want to go into work dressed as farmers now.
That'd be
that's
funny.
That's so awesome.
Right? I think that's really fucking funny, great.
Dude. Like, if you just got, like, a pitchfork.
Yeah.
And just walked in there.
All yeah. wearing overalls, yeah.
Yes.
Overalls,
like the, just like straw to chew on.
Like the, yeah, yeah.
That'd actually be really funny, dude.
Like the American Gothic or whatever that is. Yeah. It'd be so awesome.
I think they should totally do it.
We'll just add his. Putting seeds in the soil. Just start saying a bunch of fucking farting day slave things, dude.
Union got me
working. Let's go full Cartman. That'd be really funny.
I think that's really like the only way to like go about things. It's like not take it seriously, but take it
seriously,
100% seriously. Yeah, yeah. So, like fully dedicate yourself to dressing like a farmer.
Throw some mud on you when you walk in. Like
probably start dipping. If
I would, like, yeah, just start spitting. Like, just start spitting in the plants.
Yeah, I drove my auger here today.
Yeah. Dude, you guys should rent a pig.
Just drive it to there.
We'll just have a pig.
Well, they fired me.
Walk a
they
pig.
Fired me, so I can't. I'll drive them there. I'll be their chauffeur.
Yeah, just bring a pig there and be like, well,
this wherever. Is my...
We're agriculturing. This is my service
<We're>
animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, all right, if you...
you know, like, spank it and let it go.
Get out! Just chasing it around.
Go on, get.
All right, so you know how, like, at schools, there's, like, kids, like, claiming to be their fucking, like, cats and shit? Like, some kids, like, identify as cats.
That's actually
happening. I don't think it's happening in schools, but I'm sure there are some weird kids
but
out
I've
there
heard
that
a
are,
thousand
like...
thousand...
Okay.
They're
acting like cats?
Yes.
Like, they've got fucking litter boxes in the hallways.
Yeah.
Instead of bathrooms.
I'm pretty sure that didn't come out to be... That was fake. But I wouldn't be surprised there's kids, like, at home whose parents are like, yeah, they think, she's like, when she's home, she's a cat. Or he, or it.
Whatever.
All right, what... If
you
look
at yourself in the mirror for a second.
If you could get away with identifying as any animal you wanted at school, and, like, they had
penguin,
to...
Penguin.
Adhere
100%
to your
penguin.
Needs, what would you do?
Penguin.
What would you be?
Penguin.
You think so? Why?
Just waddle around and just slide down the hallway. Excuse me.
There's not all
looking
ice.
To find
my... if you remember.
Yeah, there's not all ice in the hallways.
No, I like would rub like oil on myself just to slide down the hallway.
See, this is what I'm getting to. You could be like, they might have to start putting like an ice path in the middle of the hallway just
penguin,
for you.
100%. Be like, I'm looking for my mates.
That's
excuse
a good
me.
One. That's a good one. Yeah, throw rocks at bitches, dude.
Okay, well, at Vianney, that actually might go somewhere, you know, with, the nurse that was in there.
Oh, I know. That's true.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fucking
I know,
wild.
Dude. Basketball team, like, almost won state this year.
We'll come back
bring
to
her
it.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the kid.
I know.
We'll come back to it. What animal are you thinking?
See, the one that I've definitely thought of was, like, I'd be a fish. Because then they would just have to, like, put, like, a pool for me to chill in every class.
But then you're, like, you're on... People are always watching you.
But I'm relaxed in a pool, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything weird. I'm not shitting in it. I'm just hanging out.
You are. Yeah.
I'll just be hanging out in the pool.
Fish in the pool.
I'd be like, I know, but I'm just saying, if you could get away with just being like, oh, why won't I?
Would you be a clown? What kind of fish would you be? Would you be a clownfish?
Oh, that's like a good one. Yeah, because I'm funny, dude. oh, man.
Just keep swimming.
Man.
Just keep swimming.
I don't know. I haven't thought about the fish. Yeah, would I, Kevin? Would I be a beta?
I mean,
dork, dude.
Do.
Nah, dude. I don't know.
Be a goldfish. You
talk nah,
like,
I'm
just
die
like
right
Ted
away,
Lasso
dude.
Talk about Ted Lasso the whole time.
I'll just die.
Just be a goldfish.
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't thought about what kind of fish I was.
Actually, you're putting out a very big...
Maybe like a guppy?
You just dove right into penguin. I was like, okay, whatever. You just pick your favorite animal. Yep. Like, what would pretty I actually
much,
want to be?
Pretty much. A bat?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, what you could, like, what'd be the best animal to identify with at school? Like, what'd be the most fun?
Oh, can I change it? T-Rex.
That would be cool. But you have to be your size T-Rex. You can't be any bigger.
So, a Velociraptor.
No, you still be a T-Rex. It's a small one.
But the arms are bigger?
It's a midget one. No.
Like, arms are much smaller than yours now.
Yeah.
Those toilet tattoos are just cut off your arm. No one's seeing them.
Yeah, all right, wait. So, what animal would you be?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe, like...
Like a woodpecker?
Maybe. I was thinking more like probably like a lion.
It was that smile you had right before you said it.
I was actually thinking like poison frog. Like poison like tree frog. Like just don't fucking just touch me.
Like you just don't like somebody's just...
Obviously, I'm very handsome. It comes off, you know. People want to grab out.
Like one of those colorful frogs?
Yeah, yeah. The tree frogs.
Like the rainforest frogs?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You'd be hopping around everywhere. That'd be kind
of
cool.
Front of a magazine? That sounds rad.
Yeah,
right in my alley.
I just immediately thought
you
fish.
See, so you got magazine. I got my own movie. So
do I.
Happy yeah. Feet.
Yeah, Finding Nemo, dude.
Yeah, March of the Penguins.
I'm gonna give be honest.
Farce
to you.
Of the Penguins.
It doesn't work out well for penguins ever.
No, either it doesn't. You it doesn't.
They
like
or you grow old age. Or you get eaten by. What's all right, below.
Penguins are literally
actually,
like.
No, I'd be the worm from Dune 2. That would be
like, but popcorn bucket. You would just be the popcorn bucket. Just waiting.
Shut the fuck up.
The Alok gets a lib or whatever. That'd be so tight.
Why'd you get the Dune popcorn bucket and only order extra butter and no popcorn?
That would be cool. Why did you buy the Dune 2 bucket and go home and not watch the movie?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. My bad.
I feel like penguins are the only animal that's like actually better off in a zoo than like in the wild.
Have you ever seen the penguin that gets cucked?
The what?
A penguin gets cucked. So like, apparently, female penguins are also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
They're also sluts. And so, dude, this guy.
They go out for like long periods
in,
of time.
In the documentary, they're like, whatever this name was, Peter, penguin.
No,
comes
March,
back.
March of the Penguins?
I don't know if it's in March. Is that in March of the Penguins?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe it is.
No, because it broke my heart. I know exactly
what
it's yes.
So
about.
He like comes home with like, what after like a long day of like looking for foods and rocks, yep. Blah, blah, blah. And he like comes back.
She found
like,
a new mate.
He finds his mate with another male penguin. And like going at it, so then they start fighting, dude. And so they're like, and now the female
gets worse.
So now the female penguin's like watching them because she. This is how she wants to choose her. Whoever wins gets her. And I was like, dude, this is
and
so
the,
slutty.
And the
and
penguin
then
loses.
It loses.
And just
and
walks
then,
off.
No, but then he goes back for round two and gets worked again, dude. And then he just leaves, dude. And I was like, damn.
And the, like the documentary's like. He probably died out there, but we decided not to follow him because he lost the fight. Basically, is what the documentary is.
He got cucked, and then his.
Like, look at this much cooler penguin.
He got worked once, dude. Yeah, dude, this guy's a man, dude.
But it's like, honestly, it's like.
Penguins just like.
March of the Penguins is one of the most fucked up docs I've ever seen.
Dude, they were like pecking and smacking
yeah,
the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, it was I was crying laughing. I was like, dude, this penguin's a whore. Now she's making them fight for her love. This dude gets worked once. They go back to his house, he keeps fighting her, then he goes back for round two and just gets the shit kicked out of him again, dude.
So they're like
he just waddled away like into like the fucking fog and like the fucking snow and never to be seen again.
Just a loser.
Like ask him how they like let it go. Who fucking cares?
It's so funny. All women are the same. That's the point of that story.
The ladies go out like with penguins. They
you get them
out,
a rock. You get them a rock, and then they cheat the on you.
You give them a Dwayne Johnson.
Like, fish and shit like that. And they come back and try to throw up the fish, hopefully to a born penguin. Imagine her just like waddling back to her nest and be like, this nest looks so much better.
I'm pretty sure it was like a darker penguin too, so they would have known when the kids came.
Well, the penguins are obviously jumping higher.
Penguin, yeah. Just Mari Penguin.
He has an extra muscle in his leg.
You are not the penguin.
Told you!
just running around.
He, like, belly slides on the Okay, true story. I went to the zoo probably about 10 years ago. And it was
penguin,
hot as fuck,
penguin.
So we go into the penguin and puffin exhibit. And I'm like 20. I'm like, dude, I gotta touch one of these fucking things. Yes. There are puffins like floating around and shit like that. They got penguins like jumping on rocks right by your head. I reach out and touch one really quick, got it back in. And then the guy was like, no one touched these things. You can't be touching the birds. I was like, yeah, I know.
That's crazy, dude.
I was like, I'm an adult. I wouldn't.
Yeah. You hear that, kids?
He was like, would you please move away from me, teenager? But yeah, grabbed one of the, touched one of the puffins.
Didn't
actually, not a penguin.
Didn't, was it from the St. Louis Zoo that like one of the like penguins was like kidnapped and like taken home? Wasn't that from our zoo?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
You hear those like old, yeah, like the old wise tales, like, oh yeah, this.
I think it was our zoo. Like somebody like kidnapped like a penguin, put it in their backpack, and was just like, was taking care of it at their house, basically.
That's kind
of
cool.
That they got caught.
Dude, there was like a month span where animals were just getting out of their exhibits at the zoo. I was like,
dude,
this
it was
is
a
so
wild.
Cool, dude.
It was Madagascar
the
in
bear
real life.
Got out like twice, and then some other animal got somewhere. And
yeah,
I was fucking...
one, they're like, Ben, the pesky bear is getting out. Like, this motherfucker gets out.
It was the
right, dude?
You guys lock the door?
It was the penguins. You ever see Madagascar? They're the ones that break out everybody.
That's true.
They are legit.
Yeah.
That
smile
show was,
and wave, boys.
Yeah.
That show was tight.
The masterminds.
I loved that
and
show.
And the lemurs. They were legit.
Yeah, the lemurs, yeah.
Okay, We were at a family funeral like last year, and I looked over at my dad's cousin. I was like, what the fuck is with this dude? I was like, Dad, I know you're not telling me a story. His name is Butchie, just to paint the picture. And I was like, okay, that looks like a very strange dude. Name equally as weird. So I see him at like the after luncheon thing. We're all leaving after like 2 hours, and he's like still eating his food. And I was like, Dad, what the fuck is with this guy? And he's like, I don't know what to tell you, but I do know that he worked at AB, and he was fired because he tried to ride the Clydesdales. Like, first time they catch him in the pen, and they're like, you can't do this, obviously.
My bad.
It's like, okay. My and then bad, the next dude. Time I asked my dad, I was like, okay, well, what happened then? And they're like, he rode it. Like, he was in a street riding one of these things.
Like no Clydesdale. Shit. Just going down Broadway, dude.
On the street, and I was like, he claimed it was Arsenal. I was like, there's no way.
That's
he was
amazing.
Like, yeah. He was like, they found him.
Dude,
Arsenal.
Someone got. Sorry.
And fired this dude. I was like, that is the coolest shit ever. I was like, also, dude named Butchie.
Yeah,
totally
makes sense.
Makes sense.
Someone got trampled by a Clydesdale on the Paddy's Day parade.
I believe it.
This past year?
Somebody we know had to put that parade together, apparently. You know her very well.
The, from
back
like
in the
day.
Same,
The Dogtown Parade or the Downtown Parade?
The Downtown one.
Okay, yeah, Downtown's on.
Of course, at AB, we know her.
Yeah,
yeah. She, I guess, had to put it together. The like, put the parade
imagine
together,
having to
and
pull
then
one of those things down.
Yeah, and so I was like, I feel so bad for her. She's like, this is all gonna be like her fault, and I was like, her fault that a Clydesdale got away. It was like, it's a wild animal.
Oh shit,
that is a beast.
It's bigger than our cars. Like,
yes,
what are we talking about here?
Yeah, dude. Right?
I could not fit in this room right now. Probably.
No.
Like,
no.
Not.
That's actually. Absurd that it probably like imagine a Clydesdale in here right now.
I mean, legit, it probably it would be ducking its head. It
yeah.
could, but
dude, it might honestly take up the length of this
in
wall.
Here, yeah. Then it would probably be the run.
They're massive,
back.
Dude. Yeah, I used to watch huge. Them at Busch Stadium on like opening day when I'd be on the field. I was like, holy!
Oh, did you do some cool
shit,
at Busch Stadium?
Dude.
I used to give them the fingers when I would take AB tours.
Is it time? Dude. Is it almost time for you to like post that again?
No, June.
Like, no,
the exact day,
June 5th, dude. Somebody else that works at AB was telling me that after the whole like Dylan Mulvaney thing or whatever, like I guess whatever things were getting out of hand, and they brought in like a like military, like top ranked military person to like take control of like PR and stuff like that, and I was like, that's such a fucking strong move. Yeah, dude. They were like, all right, enough being gay. We got to fucking, we got to really pull down. It's just a drill sergeant. They're like, sick of all this gay. We need to start selling
sick
Bud Light again.
On TV, fucking.
We need to start selling Bud Light again. And then you just got Shane Gillis getting fucked up on him all the time. And people are like, Bud Light's cool,
American
dude.
Let's get a pretty fat dude to like.
I was like, dude, they went so extreme to fucking bring back to save the. Not
you trying to make me hard right now?
You trying to make me come?
Them picking him up, that's rad. They brought back. They bought this thing called Hoop Tea.
Yeah,
and it's
is that good,
dude? Fantastic.
I keep like the like way to market like some like a fucking like beer or whatever like. Just the box and the can alone, I'm like, I want to try that.
Looks
it
like
looks 80s. Cool.
Yeah.
It looks like semi-pro.
It's like Blues. Yeah, exactly. It's like old Blues jerseys type looking thing.
Very tasty.
It's very appealing. Yeah, I've had one. You gave me one time. Maybe at B-Man's or something.
So lately, I've been ending offended episodes with asking ChatGPT to write me a screenplay about something. So I just asked ChatGPT to write me a screenplay about myself, Jim, and Kevin, who became wrestlers but ended up wrestling each other in the end for the championship. This is what ChatGPT came up with just now.
Can I read it out loud?
Absolutely.
Right on. Thank you.
Read into the mic, though.
Title, Ring Rivalry. Intro, High School Gym Day. Todd, Jim, and Kevin, three best friends, sit together in the bleachers watching a wrestling match. Todd, excitedly, "Did you see that move? I can totally do that." Jim, "Yeah, right. You can wrestle your way out of a paper bag." Kevin, "Hey guys, why don't we give it a shot? We could join the wrestling team together." Everyone applauds. Todd and Jim exchange skeptical glances, but eventually nod in agreement. Cut to...
It's like a Matt Christopher book.
Yeah, this is rough to read. Sorry. EXT, I don't know what the fuck that is. Wrestling Gym Day.
That means outside.
Okay. Exterior. Wrestling Gym Day. Todd, Jim, and Kevin enter the gym. Determined looks on their faces. Coach, "All right, let's see what you got." "I found this on the web for wrestling gym determined." Turn that crap off.
Oh, shit, that was me. Sorry.
Jesus. Oh shit. You were so enthralled with the fucking story.
I thought it was his phone. I was like,
the boys begin their training, struggling at first, but gradually improving with each session. Cut to interior, wrestling tournament day. Todd, Jim, and Kevin compete in their first tournament, surprising everyone with their skill and determination. Announcer, "And the winner by pinfall, Todd."
Yes.
The boys celebrate their victories together, bonding even closer as they continue to compete. Cut to exterior, championship arena night. Todd, Jim, and Kevin stand in the ring facing each other for the championship match. Todd, to Jim and Kevin, as if there's anyone else. "No matter who wins, we'll always be brothers."
Boo!
Jim, nodding. "Agreed. Let's give it our all." Kevin has nothing to say. I say, "Yeah, fucking right. Come get this fucking work." The match begins, each wrestler pushing themselves. Ooh.
Nothing to say.
To their limits. The crowd roars with excitement as the match reaches its climax. Announcer, "And the winner and new champion and only child, Todd." Todd, Jim, and Kevin embrace in the center of the ring, their friendship stronger than ever as they celebrate their journey together. Fade out.
The end.
Themed.
Damn it.
Here, you know what? I didn't like that. I need a different story. I need a different story. Hold on, let me figure this one out.
I need a lot more out of that.
Yeah, let me read it this time. I know how to read.
I know how to read.
I agree. Jim does.
Themed. All time.
We knew. Yeah.
All time moment in our friend group.
Right. All time moment. Don't read the prompt. Just read it from the title and scroll down, Jim.
Read it from... Don't read the title?
No, read the title. Read the title.
Oh, okay.
And go from there.
Acid Adventures, a journey of love and friendship. Interior, secluded cabin, night. Stone Cold, a.k.a. Steve Austin, Todd, Jim, Kevin, and John Moxley sit around a table, each holding a tab of acid. Stone Cold, "All right, boys, are we ready for the adventure of a lifetime?" They all cheer in agreement and proceed to take the acid tab. Cut to exterior, psychedelic forest, night. The group wanders through a surreal forest, the trees morphing and shifting around them. Todd, "This is wild, man." John Moxley, "I feel like I'm in another dimension." As they journey deeper into the forest, Jim and Kevin find themselves drawn to each other, their bond growing stronger. with each passing moment. Jim.
More sexual.
Jim. Kevin. I think I'm falling for you. Kevin smiling.
Jim. Yeah, if Kevin doesn't fall for a Jim around no one.
Jim, I feel
it,
the same
way. Is there anyone to hear it?
They share a tender moment, embracing amidst the psychedelic landscape. Stone Cold laughing. Looks like we've got a love connection. The group continues their adventure, filled with laughter, love, and newfound bonds sexual of friendship. Tension. Cut to exterior mountain overlook, sunrise. The sun rises over a breathtaking mountain vista as the group sits together, reflecting on their journey. Todd, you know this adventure? You know this has been one hell of an adventure. John Moxley. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget this. Hell Stone yeah. Cold. That's what it's all about, boys. Making memories that last a lifetime.
It's actually, it's so cold. It's like...
As they watch the sunrise together, Jim and Kevin hold hands, their love stronger than ever, and miss the backdrop of their unforgettable acid adventure. Fade out.
That's it?
That was it. That was
sucks.
Dumb.
Basically, we fell in love.
It's a good rom-com.
A gay acid right, trip was that.
One more.